In this bulletin, Australia's coronavirus death toll continues to rise with another fatality in Tasmania. The Refugee Council of Australia calls for more protection for temporary visa holders. And in sport, speculation over Wimbledon's future continues ahead of a meeting with tennis officials. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Tasmania's coronavirus death toll has risen to 2 people, taking Australia's total number of fatalities to 19. The state's premier says the 2 deaths serve as a warning of difficult times ahead and the need to stay safe. Premier Peter Gutwin has offered his condolences to the victims' family and urged the public to protect each other.
It is a significant shift. What we need to ensure is that we all abide by the rules. Now that we've had, unfortunately, our second death, you know, there is a message in that for all of us. This virus is deadly. This virus will kill you. You know, take the necessary steps that you can. Utilise the rules to your advantage. Social distancing and abiding by the rules will save your life. It will save your family's life.
New South Wales Health is reporting a coronavirus outbreak among backpackers in Sydney's Bondi area, prompting extra tests to trace cases. 8 people have died in New South Wales, the highest number of fatalities of any Australian state, and community transmission of COVID-19 is continuing. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says increased testing will be rolled out to identify cases of community transmission in problem areas.
But we do know that there is a potential risk that other members of the community may have come in contact with infected backpackers. And as for prudency, we want to increase testing. We have had a small number of cases in that community where there aren't obvious links, but a plausible explanation is that they have come in contact with an infected backpacker.
The Refugee Council of Australia is concerned that temporary visa holders could be at risk of financial insecurity, despite the federal government's economic package to manage COVID-19. The council supports the new JobKeeper payment as part of a $130 billion investment, which applies to part-time workers, permanent staff, casual workers and sole traders. But the council's chief executive, Paul Power, is worried temporary visa holders who can't leave Australia are vulnerable to losing their homes and could struggle to access affordable healthcare. Mr. Power has told SBS News temporary visa holders in Australia and asylum seekers don't have financial security, but temporary visa holders from New Zealand will be able to keep their jobs.
The coronavirus does not discriminate on the basis of people's citizenship or visa status. Anybody living in our community is potentially at risk of contracting the virus, and clearly, in the interest of all of us, in the interest of public health, we must ensure that everybody within the community currently living in Australia is protected.
1 million tests, more masks and protective equipment have arrived in Madrid to help manage Spain's coronavirus outbreak. Spain has the largest number of COVID-19 infections after Italy and the United States, with more than 85,000 infections. At least 6 Spanish regions have reached intensive care bed capacity, and 3 others are close to reaching their limit. Nearly 15% of cases in Spain are healthcare workers, and the total number of fatalities has risen to more than 7,000. Italian authorities are reporting the highest number of recovered cases since the coronavirus outbreak began and a slowdown of the infection rate. Almost 12,000 people have died in Italy from COVID-19 as the nation deals with its 3rd week of lockdown measures aimed to curb the spread. Dr. Michael Ryan from the WHO Health Emergencies says cases in Italy appear to be stabilising, but all countries need to work on pushing down infection rates.
The stringent measures that were put in place are now in place between 2 and 3 weeks in Italy at different levels in different places. We should start to see a stabilisation because the cases we see today really reflect exposures 2 weeks ago.
To sport, there are reports the Wimbledon tennis tournament could be the latest sporting event to be cancelled because of the coronavirus pandemic. The German Tennis Federation's vice president is suggesting the decision has already been made and it would be the first cancellation since World War II. The All England Tennis and Croquet Club is due to meet on Wednesday to determine the fate of the event, which was scheduled to start in June. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 27. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 23. Much the same for Melbourne, 22. Hobart, partly cloudy, 20. Similar forecast for Canberra, 25. Wollongong, possible shower, 24. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 27. Brisbane, a shower or two developing, 30. Cairns, a possible shower, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.